He's the man holding the only SAFE designation in the United States. The self-appointed financial expert, Gary Spicuzza, on 1250 Winds WHNZ. Now, back to the Financial Power Hour.
Oh, every single week, I'm trying to tell this guy he needs to get the whole title in there. Everything. He just keeps saying Gary Spicuzza, SAFE. That's not what it is. It's Gary Spicuzza, SAFE. Copyright 1956, no rights reserved, self-appointed financial expert. I'm a legend in my own mind, and I've been known to have an inappropriate response to a non-event. But that's not what I came here to talk to you about. You know, we're talking about federal estate taxes. We like to call that taxation without respiration because, sock it to them, baby. That's where they're going to get you when that second spouse dies. So I was setting up a little thing. Keep in mind now, I've fast-forwarded into 2011. Because, you know, in 2009, very few people are going to fall into an estate tax gap when you can shelter up to $7 million with a husband and wife with a properly set up AB trust. And I'm not going to get into what an AB trust is. But then again, maybe I will. It just depends if we have time. Time flies. But I want to fast forward really to 2011. Because in 2011, the federal estate tax exemption per person is going to be set at $1 million. Now, here's what you have to understand. Here's, you know, a little dirty trick that comes in. You say, well, wait a minute, Gary, you just said $2 million estate and, you know, only a $1 million exemption, or I don't know, maybe a $5 million an estate, and it all transfers to the wife. You mean I got to pay federal estate taxes when my wife dies? Well, no, not necessarily. There may be reasons why you want to, but there is an unlimited marital deduction. Isn't that nice? You can have a $45 billion estate, but you're married. No federal estate taxes are due when that first spouse dies because there is an unlimited marital deduction. It all goes to the survivor. But that survivor, how long do they survive? Well, we're all survivors, aren't we? I mean, I get a kick out of when somebody says, "Oh, you know, I've been through this, I've been through that, I've been through a lot of stuff, but I'm a survivor." Yeah, no fooling. Of course you're a survivor. You're not dead yet. Once you die, you've ceased surviving. But anyway, bear with me here. I got off track there. 2011. It's 2011 now. There's a $1 million estate exemption per person. So the first party dies. The husband, we always go first, just the way it is. That first party dies, and so now the wife has a total of $2 million total between the house and the money and maybe a beach house someplace or a cabin in the mountains or whatever. The bottom line, it's $2 million. Now, when she passes away, she has a $1 million exemption, so $1 million is exempted from tax. The other $1 million, her children, because she'll be dead. Now both mom and pops are dead. Her children have to pay $345,800 in federal estate taxes, transfer taxes. That's what they call it. It's a tax on the transfer of your mother and father's wealth to their children. Isn't that nice? You get to pay the federal government $345,800. Now, in the next segment, I'm gonna get into how you avoid that. Not how you avoid it. There is no avoiding it. How you mitigate it. How you pay that $345,000, let's just call it $350,000, how you pay that $350,000 with discounted dollars. There's methods that you can set up to do that because the tax is going to be paid one way or the other. Either the government's going to go in there and take it or you're going to pay dollar for dollar that $350,000 bill that's coming up. So In the third segment, I'm going to get into some of the exact specifics as to what a person would do or a couple would do to mitigate the impact or to be able to pay that $350,000 tax bill with discounted dollars. Now, I'm coming up on a hard break. I got about, I don't know, a minute or so. And so if you need to talk to me, my private line again is 727-945-8599. Again, that's 727-945-8599. You can always go to the website, trustgroup.info. There's a whole wealth of information on there. I have my own personal rant board, have all kinds of threads on there, articles that I've, not articles, these aren't articles, these are literary masterpieces. But broadcast engineer is cracking up. He's laughing. It's just square biz, man. Literary masterpieces. But you're listening to Gary Spicuzza, the Financial Power Hour on 1250 Winds, WHNZ.